My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Welcome back out to the course at 1757 in Ashburn off Wax Pool by where the Commanders train. We told you there were some dignitaries and celebs roaming around today. We just had Mark Rippon on the show. Make sure you podcast that at thefandc.com. And right now we are joined by one of the most iconic sports voices in this town's history, the guy that made me a Wizards fan, Steve Buckhance.
Will you be podcasting this as well?
We will be, yes. Podcasting. our producer's setting up YouTube right now so
wow.
that we can see you
That's
in high
the real
definition.
Deal here.
I mean, this is not some rinky-dink operation when you join the Grant
Top 10 market. Clearly, you guys don't play around.
Let's go.
Number 6 market, Buck.
My first job, you could yell further than the signal. It was, you know, but this is better.
It's been too long. You look great.
Thank you, man.
Swinging the clubs today. How you been?
I've been fine. I've been good. A lot of fun playing with these guys. You know, the name of the tournament is the Heroes and Legends. And these guys are heroes. You know, I mean, what we do is, you know, knuckleheadedness. These guys are real heroes, protecting the country and doing what they do. And it's this guy right here killing it, killing it. Are you staying? Okay, great to see you, man. All these Naval Academy guys. And, in fact, he played football. His name is Ford Higgins. He played center for Navy.
That was a center?
That was a center.
That doesn't look like a center.
That's annoying to me, Buck.
70 pounds
yeah.
he lost. And he showed me pictures of him when he played at Navy, and he was a big
Well, of course he was.
Yeah. And, you know, and then I did Navy for 7 years on the radio. So we were talking about Army-Navy games and how special it is and all of that. And it's just these guys are fabulous, man.
By the way, that game's coming to – it's so weird to say Northwest Stadium.
What stadium is it?
Northwest.
It's not Commander's – field anymore?
It was until about 3 weeks ago. They got some naming rights.
Yeah, they change it every week.
Yeah.
I'm going to call it the X. Danny calls it Nubs Field.
Nubs Field.
It's just the stadium you don't want to be at. But
it's the yeah, exactly.
That game is, I've been there, the pageantry, it sounds, you know, cliche to say, but
no,
it
true.
Really is an emotional, incredible thing.
It's unbelievable.
I try to go every year now. It's great.
It's hard to explain it to people, and he and I were talking about it, whether you For me, you know, blessed to broadcast the game, but for him to play in it, I just said to him, you know, what is that like where you're literally beating the hell out of each other for 3 hours and then you go stand with these guys that you're going to go to battle into battle with in 2 weeks or whatever. And to do those games, the hair on the back of your neck stands up. I mean, it is dramatic because you're representing, you know, our military, both every side of it. So it's really a fabulous game to do.
What do you make now, as a guy that's been around and been so associated with DC sports for so long, what do you kind of make of our current landscape? Just give me a big 30,000-foot view picture, whether it's teams, fans, engagement, the whole nine yards. Where are we at right now? Because I was having a tough time quantifying
this. Yeah, it is difficult to quantify it because we will always be a transient sports town because of Washington, D.C. You got people from New York come in here. They come from all over. We still have our hardcore fans, obviously, but we will always be in a situation where we go to a Nats game or a Wizards game, and it's unheard of now to go to a Commanders game, I say now, in the last 15 years, and have more fans from the other team there. You know, when you go to a Nats game against the Phillies, there are more Phillies fans there, and it sickens me. Wizards games, whether it was the Knicks, the Lakers, the Celtics, or whatever team LeBron James was playing against.
Yeah,
right. More of those fans. And it nauseated me, you know, because I grew up here. So it really made me – and when I grew up here to D.C. Stadium, then RFK Stadium, that never happened. There were never Steelers – no, there was never anybody else from the other team there. No Steelers fans, no Cowboys fans, all of that. So that's always going to be, unfortunately, who we are. Even though we won a World Series, we won a Stanley Cup, we've won three Super Bowls, and we won an NBA championship. It's always going to be that way. Having that said, the football team just makes it so challenging for us, because as much as we love the Caps, who are perennial winners, you know, the Wizards we deal with, you know, the Nats rebuilding, as much as we love all those teams and the Mystics and everybody else, this is a Redskin town. This is a football town. And we are waiting for this thing to turn around. And sadly, it's been, what, 20? When's it? Was 91 was our last Super Bowl.
Yeah.
33 years.
I mean, there are
Haven't won 11 games since.
There are young people that don't know we had a good football team here once.
Well, I'm 36. My earliest memory of the football team is 1994.
Okay.
Now, I got three kids and a mortgage. You know what I'm saying? Like, that. We just talked to Mark Rippon.
Yeah.
I didn't ever see Mark Rippon play. I mean, I was a baby in a diaper.
Yeah.
I don't remember it. But I've seen the highlights. I mean, I know all about Mark Rippon. My mom and dad have told me all about all of it.
Sure.
But, I mean, it's not like I'm 20, right? I'm almost 40.
No, well, and I am substantially older than you and covered those teams and was blessed to cover what I call the glory years, the Joe Gibbs years, and Rip and all of those guys. And so back then, and again, it's hard to explain this to young people, but back then, not only did you expect to go to the playoffs, the Super Bowl was a legitimate reality every year. And it hasn't been that way since, like you say, for 30-some years. Yeah. And it's hard to explain that to people. And what kills me about us, and it's not just our city, it's every city. In July and August, when we get going, you know, with training camp and OTAs and all that stuff, you glom on to whatever positive you have. A couple of years ago, we were supposed to have the best defensive line in football. Well, that didn't happen. And then last year, you know, guys are picking 7 and 9 or whatever, we win 4 games. This year, we got a new quarterback who's a Heisman Trophy winner. You got this guy and that guy and this guy. And maybe we'll get better as the season goes along. But that game the other day was not anything. I mean, it's rebuild. They're rebuilding.
It's early, but that was a tough one.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Watch Steve Buck, Ansel, and Grant and Danny. I want to sneak in kind of a nerd broadcaster thing here as someone who loves play-by-play and studies it and wants to do more and more of it. Where do you think we're headed in the industry? I've always said I think radio is fairly safe. Although during COVID, some teams stopped traveling their broadcasters, which I hated.
Mm-hmm.
But the local element, we're spoiled with some really good groups here, including Charlie and Dave right here on the Fan.
Absolutely.
Every night for the Nats. But the local RSNs and the TVs, I grew up, you and Phil were more important to me than most of those Wizards teams. And the same thing currently still with Joe B. and Locker.
Yeah.
Like, where are we headed, do you think? And I don't mean in D.C., but globally. Like, 15, 20 years from now, is it a la carte on an app? I mean, is our broadcast teams, are we keeping and paying guys that can be around for 30 years? Like, how is that going to work?
Well, I don't know if I can answer the question because I can't see 15 years into the future. I don't know what technology is going to be like. I see how it's changed to a certain extent, but for basically, it's the same. You have your hometown broadcasters, and as you said, we have some of the best really in the country. I mean, there's nobody better than Joe B. and Locker. Charlie and Dave on the radio are fantastic. Dave Johnson doing the Wizards games with Glenn Consor, or you know, I'm talking radio right now. Obviously,
yeah.
TV with Joe B. and Locker, and the Redskins or the Commanders are network guys.
Right.
But the radio, you know, with everybody with Bram and those guys is also great. You've looked at some of the broadcasters that have come out of this area.
Oh yeah,
James Brown, Tim Brandt, Tony Roberts. I can go on and on. Scott Van Pelt, obviously, who was my intern at Channel 5. Gus Johnson was my intern at Channel 5. We've got some great guys that have gone on to do what they do. You're always going to have a TV broadcast, I think. I mean, maybe it'll be different, but I think you're going to have a TV broadcast, and it's going to be on somebody's network, whether it's Ted, who bought NBC Sports Washington, and it's now Monumental Sports, or it's Masson or whatever. There's going to be an outlet for it, I would think, on TV somehow. And there's always going to be radio. So those guys are always going to be around. I just don't know how the visual medium might change. But I think you're always going to have to watch it somehow and listen to it somehow. Don't you think?
I think so, for sure. I mean, yeah. Especially, I just don't know how you'll get it. Like, in other words, there are now teams where the only way to watch, I'm trying to think if it was the Knicks who did this first, but basically it's like a la carte, you could do a game, like $6 for that game, a month for these games. And it's more on an app, you know, rather than a true RSN. I think of baseball, where a lot of, I can't remember which one, Diamond, I think it was.
Diamond Sports, Bally,
they went under, so MLB took over and basically streams the games and runs everything through their own offices.
Yeah.
It's a changing landscape, and I can't help but wonder, you know, what's it look like in 10 years?
I think what's changed more in my lifetime has been local sports on TV.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's gone. Nobody has local sportscasters.
Well, we do. I mean, we have guys, you know, four uses, obviously, you know, JP, and seven has Scott, and he's good, and nine now has Chick doing what he
right.
does, going sort of full circle and coming back to doing what he's doing. But back in the day, before there was really, I mean, there was ESPN, but back in the day, I say my day, with Glenn Brenner and George Michael and Frank Herzog and all the weekend guys, you got your sports, you got your Redskins coverage from us. You didn't get it from ESPN or some app on your phone. You got it from the local guys doing sports. At Channel 4, George Michael used to get more time than anybody in the country to do sports. On a Monday after a Redskin game, and they measure the time in blocks from 6 to 7, so 6:15, 6:30, 6:45, he would get the entire final block from 6:45 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
That's unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
That's 15 minutes. They'd have a commercial in between there. That's unheard of. Glenn would get whatever he needed, 7, 8, 9 minutes on a Monday. It was outrageous. You didn't see that in any other market in this country, and, of course, you don't see it now. Now guys are getting 2 minutes, maybe, 2.5, whatever, one highlight.
I mean, but there are Channel 5 has gone a couple. They don't have us, like, sports.
Right.
They have, like, news people read
the
sports.
Well, four did the same. Used guys from our, you know, Comcast Sportsnet
right.
to do stuff.
Well, now our guy JP, but is,
right.
you know, a freelancer who goes in and does
exactly.
their sports.
Exactly.
But it used to be there were departments. I mean, that's not a word used
anymore.
We had
a great sports department at Channel 5, and I had so many guys come through there. As I mentioned, Van Pelt and Gus and Chick.
Right.
And then all of our producers, Ernie Bauer and Joe Yasharoff and Frank Crisafoli and Larry Duvall, and I'm, you know, I go on and on and on and name these guys. And then, you know, after I left, you had Brett Haber for a year or two. Then Dave Feldman came. You know, guys that are legitimately great sportscasters.
Yeah, now our buddies like Heather McDonough does six people's jobs.
Right.
Kerwin, the photographer, right. is like at nine.
Hey,
things.
George's thing, listen, back in those days, you know, when he had the sports machine, you can't do a show like that unless you have the full support luckily they're an NBC O&O. They're an owned and operated station. So if they're going to put on a half hour or an hour show, whatever Sports Machine was, you have to have full support of the network. You can't just half-assedly do that show. You got to have the full support. So it was him and Wally Bruckner and, you know, Scott before that. And that was a great show because they produced it the right way. So they had some, we used to kid, you know, George would have like six interns watching satellites to give him the best video that he could have. You know, I was lucky to have one intern to watch five games, you know, but you got what you got. And then Glenn, of course, was the best I ever saw. And in any market, and I've been in 30 markets, seen 30 markets traveling with the Wizards, never seen anybody like Glenn Brenner. He was somebody that I would urge our fans, if you don't know who he is or you haven't seen him or you don't know about him, Google him. And he had this town, you know, by the
palm of his hand.
Yeah, you know, he was something. And when he passed away, we all, I mean, everybody, every station led the newscast with it. It was phenomenal. And he was literally the funniest guy. And not trying to be funny. He was just naturally funny. And when we would go to Carlisle to cover the Redskins, they would be out there practicing, and all the sports guys would stand on a tarmac and tell jokes. But Glenn would have you on the ground laughing. He was the funniest dude I've ever seen on TV. Legitimately, him and Gordon Peterson were the absolute best, and you'll never see that again in any market. He was the best.
Buck, it was great reminiscing. Good
Thank
talking
you, man.
To you.
You too, guys.
Good to catch
up, brother. Love listening to you guys.
Appreciate and, you, buddy.
Mr. Barkley, nice job.
Oh, that's Steve Buck Ham.
Austin Eckler of the Commanders joins us next on G&D.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.